Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
On the 49th day of gushing Gulf oil, a new way to describe the problem.
This is a war. It's an insidious war because it's attacking, you know, four states at one time.
That's Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen on ABC's This Week. He's commanding armadas of skimmers from Texas to Florida, building barricades of berms along the coast, and leaning on an upside-down funnel full of vents to redirect thousands of barrels of oil a day. A shift in momentum at that hole in the Earth's crust? Maybe. But what about the sea of oil that's already escaped?
There will be oil out there for months to come. This will be well into the fall. This is a siege across the entire Gulf.
Oil tactics, oil casualties. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, June 7th. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste. Morning, John.
Good morning, Lynn. And Thad Allen declares another Gulf War, just what we need. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. And the battles in that war and the metaphors aren't going to end anytime soon.
This spill is holding everybody hostage, not only economically, but physically, and it has to be attacked on all fronts.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen there saying the containment cap is capturing more and more of the oil there at the bottom of the Gulf, 441,000 gallons of it on Saturday alone. Government estimates put the leak anywhere between 500 and a million gallons a day. BP CEO Tony Hayward says there's a plan to pick up the slack.
We have a further containment system to implement in the course of this coming week. So when those two are in place, we would very much hope to be containing the vast majority of the oil.
Hayward says BP has spent $1.25 billion so far on its response.
Joining us now is oil engineer Peter Bommer. And Peter, we've been optimistic before. Is this cap really good news?
Well, absolutely. I think it is. The more oil that BP is able to collect in their ships on the surface, the less will be spreading across the Gulf, and they're collecting twice as much as they have before. So this is great news.
All right, Peter Bommer, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
This morning, a conviction in the world's worst industrial disaster, an echo from the past. An Indian court convicted seven former senior employees of Union Carbide of death by negligence for their roles in the Bhopal gas tragedy. 26 years ago, a pesticide plant run by Union Carbide leaked about 40 tons of toxic gas into the air in the central Indian city, killing an estimated 15,000 people. Tornadoes and thunderstorms have left a trail of destruction in parts of the U.S. Midwest. Near Toledo, a tornado killed at least seven people, including the father of this man, Scott Conley.
You just couldn't find him, you know? We looked for hours, and we couldn't find him. I just feel terrible.
Storms collapsed a movie theater roof in Illinois and forced a nuclear plant in Michigan to shut down.
Yesterday was a deadly day in Afghanistan. NATO says five international troops were killed in separate incidents. At least four were Americans. Israel's Navy killed four Palestinian militants in diver suits off the coast of Gaza this morning. The Israeli military says it prevented an attack on Israeli targets, but did not explain further. And here at home, two New Jersey men who allegedly want to become jihadists and kill Americans are due in federal court today. They were arrested in New York over the weekend as they tried to board a flight to Somalia by way of Egypt. Officials say they have the men on tape bragging they would outdo the Fort Hood massacre. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 9,931. The S&P opens at 1,064. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,219.
Coming up this morning, we're going to take a look at the New Yorker magazine's 20 Under 40 list, young fiction writers we should be watching for. That's later this hour. And what do you think of this Thad Allen war metaphor? Do we have a new Gulf War in this oil tragedy regarding BP and keeping the oil from hitting the beaches in four states? War fronts, war tactics, siege, hostages. Do you think war helps us to understand what's going on in the Gulf? And if not, what do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or get the conversation started by texting TAKE to 69866. Text messages may apply. Rates may apply.